When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, Bitcoin price returns to $50,000 as Bitcoin bears lose a whopping $450 million in daily liquidations. That's right, the bears are getting wrecked. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis, and as crypto analyst Mikhail Vandepop shares here, Bitcoin is facing its final hurdle before 57,000, and as on-chain analyst Lex shares here, Bitcoin supply held by the long-term hodlers has made a full V recovery. Also in today's show, ADA price hits $3 for the first time as Cardano and Ethereum lead the crypto Super Bowl cycle. I'll be breaking all this down for you. Also in today's show, Bitcoin is going much higher in the coming months, predicts on-chain analyst William Clemente, as he shares here, air between 50 and 54,000, blue skies above $60,000. He also shares that this wave of Bitcoin supply shock has most momentum of any in recent history, and that we're going much higher over the coming months. Also in today's show, we're right on track for Bitcoin at $250,000, says billionaire Tim Draper. That's right. In a new interview, he confirms his $250,000 in 2022 Bitcoin price prediction, and he noted that the people will eventually be able to use Bitcoin in the way they currently use fiat currency. Once that happens, Draper said, there's going to be a switch thrown in people's heads. And when asked when he plans to sell his Bitcoin, he responded, why would I want to sell the future currency for the past currency? I just can't imagine anything more important for humanity than this. And he's sticking with his $250,000 Bitcoin price prediction and says, I think we are on track. Also in today's show, we'll be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and most of the major altcoins are currently breaking out and in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, cryptopreneurs? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at CryptoNewsAlerts.net. Again, that's CryptoNewsAlerts.net. And real quick, before I kick off today's show, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is BlockFi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit BlockFi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Once again, that's BlockFi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we? All right. Welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. Congratulations to all Bitcoin hodlers. As you can see, as I posted here this morning, Bitcoin back above 50 G's, baby. Let's freaking go, shall we? And as usual, we have a lot to cover, so let's dive right in. Bitcoin swiftly reclaimed 50 G's on Thursday as the bears felt maximum pain and lost hundreds of millions of dollars. Take that, Peter Schiff. And right here you can see the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. Now Bitcoin sparks a fresh bear bloodbath. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin suddenly breaking through that critical 50K resistance mark to hit its highest since August 23rd. And after a night of bullish action, the pair left its lower trading range of recent weeks behind, with volatility still significant at the time of this recording. Local highs top 50,400 on Bitstamp. And as Cointelegraph reported, 51,000 remains the level to beat in order to cement a continuation of the 2021 Bitcoin bull run. Heavy resistance remained at that level on Thursday, with analysts waiting to see if the latest uptick had the momentum required to change the longer term paradigm. And right here you can see the Bitcoin buy and sell positions on the largest exchange in the world, Binance, as of this morning, September 2nd. And as crypto analyst Mikhail Van de Pop shares here, Bitcoin facing final hurdle before 57,000, with that final hurdle being around that $51,000 resistance. And as Rec Capital shares, welcome back to 50 G's Bitcoin. Now, short traders lost out heavily from the upside, with liquidations hitting almost $500 million in the past 24 hours, as you can see here, brought to you by buybt.com. It's also important to point out that September historically tends to be a boring month when it comes to Bitcoin returns, which is 6% currently, the best performance on record. However, that does not mean that history will repeat, so keep that in mind. Now, Bitcoin price forecasts take account of that anomaly, with popular worst case scenario series from Stock to Flow Model creator Plan B calling for a $43,000 minimum monthly close, as he shared here on crypto Twitter. Will August indeed close above $47,000? Fingers crossed. By the way, these are the worst case slash floor estimates, so do not worry about September 43,000. My base case prediction is based on Stock to Flow 100,000. I use the floor stuff for options, and he's referring to this tweet from back on June 20th, where he wrote, there's also a more fundamental reason that we will see weakness in June and possibly July. My worst case scenario for 2021 is August 47,000, September 43,000, October 63,000, November 98,000, and December 135,000. Also like to point out that the best case scenario for December close is $450,000, according to the Stock to Flow creator. Now, the statistician's August monthly close prediction of 47,000 was exactly on point. Now, October, he calculates, should close at a minimum of 68,000, reaching a new all-time high. What's your price prediction for the end of this month of September, as well as October? Let me know in the comments right down below. And before I break down our next story of the day, ADA price hits $3 for the first time, entering price discovery mode as Cardano and Ethereum lead the crypto Super Bowl cycle, as well as Bitcoin is going much higher in the coming months, predicts on-chain analyst Willem Clemente, as well as we are right on track for Bitcoin at $250,000, says billionaire Tim Draper. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, everything is currently pumping and in the green. You gotta love it. Bitcoin up 5% for the day, now trading above 50,100. We have Ether up 6.5%, trading above 3,700. We have Cardano price discovery mode, reached a new all-time high, surpassing $3 this morning, now trading at $3.06 and up 9% for the day. We have XRP up 8%, trading just under $1.30, and Chainlink up about 8%, trading at about $30. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Cardano's ADA token surged to new all-time highs on September 2nd. So congratulations to all ADA hodlers as an altcoin comeback grip the crypto markets. And right here in this chart, you can see the ADA one-day candle chart. Now let's discuss Cardano joining Ethereum and serious gains. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed ADA clipping $3.06 during trading on Thursday, having shown strength for multiple weeks. Cardano benefited from a broader altcoin resurgence after attempting to hit the $3 mark throughout the second half of August. Now the move coincided with the launch of Cardano Alonzo testnet ahead of the mainnet debut later this month. And at the time of this recording, Cardano is currently trading just above $3.03 as weekly gains totaled 17.2%, while Ethereum nonetheless outshined within the top 10 cryptos by market cap with 20.5% weekly returns. That's right. How many of you are currently bullish on Ethereum? Let me know in the live chat. Ethereum traded at almost 3,800 on Thursday, around 600 short of its historic all-time high seen in mid-May. And at the time of this recording, we're only a couple of $100 away from that critical $4,000 mark. And before I break down our next story of the day, Bitcoin is going much higher in the coming months, predicts on-chain analyst Willem Clemente, as well as we are right on track for Bitcoin at $250,000, says billionaire Tim Draper. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap breaking out above 2.2 trillion. Let's go. With 128 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, current Bitcoin dominance is 42.1%, with the Ether dominance at 19.7%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have FTX token up 24%, trading at $66. We have IOTA up 18%, trading at $1.26, and Kusama up 12%, trading at $413. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on during this bull run? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators, it's the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 74 out of 100 in greed. Yesterday was a 71, last week a 75, and last month a 48, which is neutral. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Popular analyst Willem Clemente believes that Bitcoin could trend higher in the coming months as on-chain data flashes Bullish Signals, the prominent on-chain strategist, tells his 209,000 followers that he's closely watching Bitcoin's illiquid supply, relevant strength indicator known as the RSI. Now, the indicator follows the momentum of Bitcoin accumulation by running the 365-day stochastic RSI over the 30-day net change of Bitcoin's illiquid supply. Quoting the on-chain analyst right here, this wave of Bitcoin supply shock has the most momentum of any in recent history. We're going much higher over the coming months. I agree 100%. I mean, the charts don't lie. And according to Clemente's chart, Bitcoin tends to ignite a parabolic ascent every time the metric travels from the bottom to the top of the range, as you can see right here on your screen, or the area where the Bitcoin supply side crisis could be in play. It happened in the second half of 2020 and in the second half of 2019 and in the latter half of 2017. Should Bitcoin ignite a rally, Clemente highlights that 48,000 could act as a tough on-chain resistance. And above that, the next on-chain resistance stands at 55,000, quoting him right here, air between 50,000 and 54,000, blue skies above $60,000. And he shares this chart from Glassnode Analytics. And on July 5th, when the Bitcoin price was trading around 33,000, Clemente predicted that a Bitcoin supply shock could push the Bitcoin price higher, and the value of Bitcoin has surged over 40% since, with Bitcoin now trading above 50,000. Clemente also previously said that this cycle could be different from all the other bull markets, as long-term hodlers or Bitcoin owners who have kept their coins dormant for at least 5 months are accumulating at a rapid rate. Quoting him again here, structurally, this time actually is different. Long-term Bitcoin hodlers set the floor. That's right. And in this chart, you can see the supply shock ratios as the hodlers continue to hodl. Where my hodlers at? Right, hodl gang in the live chat. And before I break down our final story of the day, we are right on track for Bitcoin at $250,000, says billionaire Tim Draper. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 900 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which could be found at letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and hit that bell icon to help me get to 50,000 subs so I can be correlated with the Bitcoin price. Once again, you can also find me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. Of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter. My Twitter handle is Crypto News Yes. And of course, you can find me on Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So be sure to follow me there. All right. Now let's break down our final story of the day. Bitcoin has been a part of billionaire Tim Draper's investment portfolio for a long time now. Draper had first gotten into Bitcoin back in 2011 when Peter Vicenez had convinced him to buy the digital asset. He bought $250,000 worth of BTC, which he subsequently lost after the now defunct Mt. Gox exchange crash, where Draper had kept his coins. But despite this, the billionaire was not deterred. So when another opportunity presented itself in the form of U.S. Marshals auctioning off the Bitcoin seized from criminals, Draper took advantage of this opportunity. At the auction, Draper had bought 29,656 Bitcoins at $632 apiece, which had totaled $18.74 million since the Bitcoin were sold for $14 above the going rate on exchanges. Now, the investor has never backed down from his belief in the future of cryptocurrencies, especially Bitcoin, even given some very optimistic predictions regarding the price of the asset in the coming years. Now let's break down his $250,000 Bitcoin price prediction. The first time he made this prediction had been back in 2018. Back then, the price of the digital asset was still trading below $10,000. So this did not seem as viable at the time as it is today, but Draper never faltered on his prediction. So keep that in mind. The driving factor behind this prediction has been that the billionaire believes that Bitcoin will become an accepted mode of payment everywhere, just like in El Salvador. They adopted it as legal tender, right? Another important factor lies in the fact that there is a limited supply of Bitcoin. This self-induced scarcity of the digital asset has the billionaire believing that the Bitcoin price will keep going up, saying because there are only 21 million of them. That's right. It's the hardest form of sound money to ever exist. There is a limited supply of 21 million. What's the limited supply of Ethereum? It's a mystery. Nobody knows. Just pointing it out. Only one thing has differed in Draper's price prediction for Bitcoin. The billionaire had adjusted the timeline for his prediction by moving it further to late 2022 or early 2023, but the price prediction remains unmoved at $250,000. Do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to reach $250,000? And if so, by when? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Now, trends put Bitcoin on track for $250,000. That's right. The venture capitalist Tim Draper was recently interviewed by Benzinga's Crypto Festival to talk about the number one crypto. And Draper noted that that some trends, which he believes will be the driving force behind Bitcoin hitting that $250,000 mark in 2022, is widespread adoption, which was one of these trends. He noted that people will eventually be able to use BTC in the way they currently use fiat currency. Once that happens, Draper said, there's going to be a switch thrown in people's heads. A second trend the billionaire sees pushing Bitcoin towards this price prediction is the inflation rate. Money printer go, brrr. That's right. Since governments have been constantly printing money, people have become worried about the future of their savings, which they should be concerned, right? This will push more investors into BTC as a way to hedge against the inevitable high inflation rate that will follow limitless money printing. Unfortunately, that's a fact. They're going to continue to print money, but this is massively bullish for the king of all crypto. The rise in Bitcoin uses and retail spending was set to go higher, Draper said, noting that women do about 80% of the total retail spending. Draper sees women demanding more ways to pay with Bitcoin, explaining that the number of women investing into Bitcoin had grown tremendously, growing from 1 in 14 BTC wallets owned by women to 1 in 3 BTC wallets currently owned by women. Where my Bitcoin women at? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Now, also, when asked when he planned to sell his coins, now pay close attention here, the billionaire replied, why would I want to sell the future currency for the past currency? I just can't imagine anything more important for humanity than this. And as for Draper's $250,000 prediction for the digital assets price in late 2022 or early 2023, he said, I think we are right on track. That's right. When do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to hit? $250,000 per BTC. Holla at your boy and the live chat. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. Bitcoin price returns to 50 G's, baby, as Bitcoin bears lose $450 million in daily liquidations. Also in today's show, we discuss ADA price hitting price discovery mode above $3 for the first time as Cardano and Ethereum lead the super bull cycle. Also in today's show, we discuss Bitcoin is going much higher in the coming months, predicts on-chain analyst Will and Clemente, as well as we are right on track for Bitcoin at $250,000, according to billionaire venture capitalist Tim Draper. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Digital Darkness wrote, JV, love your show. Hypnotize with your daily presentation of information. Spotify makes it easy to listen while at work. Even without seeing the data you're presenting, I can follow along. I have a question though. If the dollar value and the precious metal values are usually polar opposites, what has been the correlation to the values of precious metals in the crypto market? Very great question. I don't have a precise answer for you. Sometimes it seems that Bitcoin is correlated with precious metals and stocks, but now it seems we have decoupled from both, so I would not be surprised to see Bitcoin continue to rise and precious metals remain the same. I also feel that stocks are all artificially inflated, and it is what it is. This next comment comes from Oddball, who wrote, JV, boggles my mind that you don't have 50,000 subs. Boggles my mind too. I've been a subscriber for a while now. People don't have time for very long streams, so you just pack it all in. I'm equipped with my crypto news for the day. You are a gem. Thanks for all that you do. I got mad appreciation for you. Thank you so much, Oddball, for the continued support. And the third and final comment comes from AJ Perkins, who wrote, new to the crypto scene and found your podcast by chance on Spotify. Good info here and has helped me expand my knowledge in a short amount of time by showing me where to look. Thanks. Keep up the good work. Let's all go, SSJ. Well, I appreciate your continued support, AJ, and thank you for tuning in. And to be featured in tomorrow's episode, be sure to drop me a comment right down below. Well, that's going to conclude today's show. And real quick, before I go, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with the deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we?